from Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, former President Yoon Suk-yeol denies he committed insurrection by declaring martial law during the first day of his criminal trial. A KBS poll shows former Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung is in the lead by a large margin among presidential hopefuls. And U.S. President Donald Trump says he will announce the tariff rates for imported semiconductors over the week. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Eileen Cahill. Former President Yoon Suk-yeol denied he committed insurrection when he put the country under martial law upon appearing in court on Monday for the first day of his criminal trial. At the Seoul Central District Court, the prosecution outlined the charges against Yoon, summarizing the events that unfolded from 10:30 p.m. on December 3rd last year to around 3 o'clock the next morning. Yoon directly disavowed the allegations against him, saying his martial law move did not amount to an insurrection. He said he reviewed past insurrection cases and did not believe there were legal grounds to indict him over a nonviolent event that lasted only a few hours and immediately ended at the request of the National Assembly. Yoon later asked the prosecution to display its presentation on the courtroom monitor to prevent prejudice, claiming that during his impeachment trial, many statements were made unilaterally by investigative agencies involved in the case and not verified. A KBS poll finds that former Democratic Party leader Lee Jae-myung is in the lead by a large margin among presidential hopefuls for the June 3rd election. In a nationwide survey of 3,000 adults conducted by Hanguk Research from Tuesday to Thursday, 38% of the respondents said they would vote for Lee if the election were held tomorrow, while 13% chose former Labor Minister Kim Moon-soo. The People Power Party's Hong Jun-pyo came in third with 6%, followed by former PPP chief Han Dong-hoon with 5%. PPP lawmaker An Chol-soo and New Reform Party leader Lee Jun-suk each secured 3% of the vote, and former PPP lawmaker Yoo Sung-min and Gyeonggi governor Kim Dong-yeon each received 2%. 51% of respondents expressed a preference for a candidate from the previous opposition bloc to win the next presidential election, while 36% favored a candidate from the previous ruling bloc. The survey had a confidence level of 95%, with a margin of error of plus or minus 1.8 percentage points. The presidential nomination race for the People Power Party is rapidly changing as two moderates have backed out. Announcing Sunday that he will not be running in the party's primary, former lawmaker Yoo Sung-min said the Conservative Party has seen two of its presidents impeached, but is still refusing to reflect and change. His announcement came a day after Seoul Mayor Oh Se-hoon declared that he would not run in the presidential election, criticizing the party for not properly reflecting on the impeachment of former President Yoon Suk-yeol. Meanwhile, acting President Han Duck-soo remains silent on speculation that he may run for president, but said Monday that responding to the ongoing trade war is his final mission. Also on Monday, former Daegu Mayor Hong Jun-pyo declared his candidacy, saying the upcoming race will be a choice between him and former Democratic Party Chief Lee Jae-myung. Former Democratic Party Chair Lee Jae-myung pledged big investments in artificial intelligence on Monday as he visited the headquarters of an AI chip startup in Seoul, marking his first public event after declaring his presidential bid. During the day, Lee revealed his plans to invest 100 trillion won, or roughly 70 billion U.S. dollars, to enhance South Korea's global competitiveness, calling AI a game changer that will reshape the global economy. Former South Gyeongsang Province Governor Kim Kyung-soo, who on Sunday entered the race as a DP candidate for president, visited the Seoul National Cemetery to pay respects at the grave of former President Kim Dae-jung. Meanwhile, Gyeonggi Province Governor Kim Dong-yeon, another presidential hopeful from the DP, openly expressed disappointment over the change to candidate nomination rules and criticized the move for destroying the party's principles and traditions. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday that he will announce the tariff rates for imported semiconductors over the next week. Trump conveyed the information to reporters aboard Air Force One as he traveled back to Washington from his estate in West Palm Beach. The U.S. president said the tariffs on semiconductors will be implemented in the near future, adding that there will be flexibility for some companies in the sector. However, in a Truth Social post on Sunday, Trump said there are no exceptions and that tariffs will apply to electronics products too, apparently clarifying guidance issued by the U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Friday. It was considered a sign that Trump had stepped back from his hardline stance on tariffs. But in the Truth Social post, Trump stressed that no tariff exemptions were announced Friday, saying the products were simply moved to a different tariff bucket. South Korea has asked the United States for favorable treatment regarding potential tariffs on copper imports. According to the U.S. Federal Register on Sunday, the Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy submitted its position to the U.S. Department of Commerce on April 1st in relation to an investigation into copper imports in the U.S. under Section 232 of the Trade Expansion Act. In the submission, the ministry stressed that South Korean copper poses no threat to U.S. national security, but rather plays a role in bolstering the U.S. economy and supply chain stability. The ministry said South Korean copper accounts for just 3% of total U.S. copper imports and is mainly used in industries that are not directly related to the national defense. So its impact on U.S. security interests is very limited. After a huge sinkhole appeared Sunday near a construction site on the Busan Metro's Sasang-Hadan line, another one opened up Monday during road excavation work. According to Sasang District, the second sinkhole appeared around 7 a.m. near Sebyok Market, measuring 3 meters in diameter and 2 meters deep. It was some 200 meters away from Sunday's sinkhole. An official in charge of the construction work was quoted as telling the district office that it was not a typical sinkhole, but the result of a road collapse during the excavation process. Sinkholes have occurred 14 times in the past 3 years near construction sites along the Sasang-Hadan line. Fighter jet pilots who mistakenly bombed a civilian village last month did not undergo sufficient training before making the flight. According to the interim results of the investigation released Monday, the pilots did not carry out flight training along the route designated for armed training during 3 simulation exercises prior to the day of the misfire. As a result, they were unaware they had entered the coordinates incorrectly until it was too late. An official from the investigation headquarters said the other pilots who took part in the armed training did cover the designated route over the area before without bombs. Meanwhile, 2 Air Force unit commanders have also come under investigation in connection with the accidental bombing. San Francisco Giants outfielder Lee Jong-hoo hit home runs in consecutive at-bats on Sunday and helped his team win against the New York Yankees. Playing at Yankee Stadium and batting third in the lineup, he hit home runs in the 4th and 6th innings, tallying 4 runs batted in the Giants' 5-4 win. Both home runs came against Yankees pitcher Carlos Rodon, who had 16 wins last season. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index gained 23.17 points, or 0.95% Monday, to close at 2,455.89. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Eileen Cahill.